decades of the corporate media, the big tax-free foundations, universities, telling us that white people are inherently evil and the devil and the source of all horribleness, need to be exterminated and gotten rid of. It's all the universities, media. You're going to get people like the Handsome Truth, that's his handle, who are going to start going out and pushing back with the same rhetoric but from the other angle. And he got caught up by the break. He was trying to get into a point about what he was doing in Tennessee and who these people were that he was saying these things to and why he wouldn't even let them respond back. I would love to hear what they actually had to say. And I guess at the end of the day, when Israel itself suddenly trying to take over the Pentagon, the military, and controlling Congress, and it's just out in the open, I oppose it, and it's wrong, and it's a foreign government, and it's interest, and some people that have dual allegiances that I think is totally wrong and incompatible with a free country, basically trying to take over, then I oppose them. But I don't do it from a level of sinking down to the stereotype that they've tried to create for me. But at the same time, you accuse people of being this horrible villain long enough and try to destroy them, they'll just say, fine, I am the villain, but actually you're the villain. So they've conjured this. I think here's my question, and say whatever you want. I don't want my questions to control where you go. Where do you see this going? Because if I wore a Hitler uniform and said, Heil Hitler, 100 times an hour, I would have more listeners and viewers. I don't criticize Israel, to do it to be popular. I don't then not say destroy Israel because I want to be popular. I really try to be measured and really try to build a civilization and have a way out of this. And I think meeting the cultural attack at the level it's presented is actually what evil forces want. I'm not judging you. Well, go ahead and respond. Obviously, on
the what's the question?
Yeah, we got a break coming up. Some stations don't carry this. The question is, what? This is obviously only making the world hate Israel even more so, and they know what they're doing, and they're not stupid. So do you think they bit off more than they could chew? Is it chutzpah, or they got a larger plan?
Well, it's chutzpah, and they have a larger plan. Like I was saying in that clip, Henry Ford, it's not called the Zionist Jew. It's called the International Jew, right? So are we worrying about Israel, or are we worrying about, like, I guess all of our cousins that are in Europe that are currently being silenced and have hate speech laws, and all of their countries being flooded with the third world, which is, you know, generally done with Jewish NGOs with the help of Catholic NGOs, being their Shabbos Goy. I only care about my people. I don't care about Israel. I'm more focused on the fight here on American soil. And it's like, look over here, Goy. Look at Israel. Well, you know, your country, your Federal Reserve is Jewish. It's printing out the money. We have, you know, Jewish special interest groups like the ADL that was funded by Jewish gangsters like Meyer Lansky to silence white people and not allow us to collectivize. So I'm more concerned about and stop being afraid of these people. It's like Wizard of Oz. It's like you got a little Jew behind the curtain. It's like, you know, telling you, you know, it's like, hey, Goy, you can't say this. And it's like, we have the power. This is our country. And white people need to wake up and take a stand. Otherwise, we are going to be replaced and we will be forgotten and we will be Amalek. They will blot us out of existence. And their prophecies of, you know, the Jews taking over the world will take place.
All right, back in 16, I'm going to give you the floor because it was a short segment.
Yeah.
I know you say you don't care about the Jews, what they're thinking. I think it's important to, at least, you know, the ADL type folks, what are they thinking? What is their plan? So I think it's important to know where they want to go and where they think this is headed, because I think it's headed for total destruction for everybody. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
I'll start with Sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel, because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day, a squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it.
Insane if you don't get it.
Okay? Well, listen.
Well, listen.
You are insane if you don't get it.
Insane if you don't get it.
I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop.
Stop.
And now I'm having this. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
TheAlexShow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, John Menandio is our guest. He heads up one of the popular and also very, let's just say, sharp-edged media activist groups. And he's been cited by the Israel lobby why they want to ban the First Amendment here in the U.S. They passed some very dangerous laws in places like Florida that are anti-free speech. And I don't care if it's the left or the right. I don't care where it comes from. It needs to be stopped. But there's no doubt that the guilt complex spell has been broken. And people, most people now are sick of being called racist because they're white. They're sick of being called anti-Semitic because they don't want Israel running our affairs. They're sick of it. And it's really hurt Trump in the polls when he's like, yeah, if you want to look at the Epstein stuff, you're not MAGA. Or look, Mark Levin is who I get my, you know, my ideas from. Listen to Mark Levin if you want to know what I'm thinking. And it's just absolutely insane with Mark Levin wearing a giant woman's brooch of an American flag because he's so American, when to me he's just a Jonathan Pollard with a Fox News show. So I'm very upset with what's going on in Israel. And then I was raising to you, Israel thinking a few steps ahead, being the most unpopular in Gallup. I saw the World Jewish Conference meeting 2 weeks ago. And you have the head of it saying, we spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to stop, you know, the criticism, and it's only made it worse, so we're going to spend more. And then they have this other CEO that's a Gentile, and he goes, I'm glad to be a goy, and I work for the Jews. And then you've got, you know, the head of Meta censorship saying, we've put Jews in over all the censorship, but if you say we censor you, we'll censor you. And it's clearly baiting, is my point. And so I really don't think that the majority of Jews are, you know, consciously involved in this, just like the ones that the Zionists wouldn't let get out of Germany and had, unless they paid them a bunch of money, that part of it went to the Nazis. And I really see them setting up this whole clash of civilizations, World War II, 2.0, not so much the same nations, but the same type of ideology. I'm just sick of it. So I was trying to defuse the situation the whole time. But it's gone on so long and it's so out of control. I mean, again, I'm one of the main targets of the Israeli propaganda group, their 8-Front War, their 5-4-5 group, so is Tucker Carlson and others. And it's because we have measured responses that are, no one can disagree with that has any logic.
Instead, why are you trying to defuse this? Why are we always backpedaling?
Okay. Have you?
This is a war.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so explain to me your strategy. Okay, where does this lead then? Go ahead. What are we doing in this war?
Well, obviously there's a war on white people. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so what do we do?
We warn people it's happening. We stand up for ourselves and we organize.
Okay, and do we follow the Second Amendment or not?
Well, I mean, if somebody offensively tries to shoot you, you need to defend yourself.
Are they tyrannical or not? How much further does it need to go?
Well, go ahead and tell us what your plan is. I mean, you're here talking to folks.
My plan is to stop backpedaling, start being an American, stand up for your people, and stop praying or wishing or, you know, hoping that we're going to have a savior. You know, you need to become the hero. You need to take responsibility. It's your children that are going to suffer. Right? I mean, how many Julian Woods do we need to see? Was that even the media doesn't even cover this? We got 2-year-old white kids being stabbed in parking lots. And then we got CRS, okay, funded by the DOJ, that come in there and do racial relations and don't allow white people to speak up. And they host a parade for a 2-year-old getting stabbed to death in a parking lot. And then they let this crazy Sheboon off and say she can't stand trial. The same thing's going to happen with Metcalf, that the trials, you know, starting to take place today. They're doing jury selection. This murder that just took place in the UK, how many rapes are happening in Britain right now? Like, when is enough? When is enough of our people getting raped and killed and for us to say, you know what? That's enough. That's enough. We care only about our European brothers and sisters. We care about Australia. We care about every white place that's being invaded by the third world right now.
Well, definitely I'm opposing the globalist third world invasion of the West. But at the same time, I don't want Bill Gates running around injecting Africans with sterilants and with mutagenic things. My point is there's other big pieces on the board here, but there's no doubt.
I don't want Christians funding trillions of dollars for Africans that allow them to go and then go invade Europe and then rape white women. So I don't care about black people. Your morality is what's setting you back. That's the problem. You just said, oh, I don't want Bill Gates to, you know, make mosquitoes. Listen, I understand like this morality thing, but it's becoming crippling. Like, I don't care about Africans. I don't care about Jews to fight.
Here's what I'm telling you, HT,
mm-hmm.
is that new nickname Hitler time. it's Hitler time with HT. Do you understand they're releasing the mosquitoes, the 32 million Google is, Sergey Brin and Larry Page.
Jews? Jews.
I knew that's where you knew. Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. And I knew what you'd say when I said that, but I was just listening. Who was there? Mm-hmm. You can do the rest yourself. And I didn't know you'd say that. And gosh, don't let the cat out of the bag. And right. that's going to attack everybody. But when I'm in the store and I see little black kids or whatever, I don't think that's the enemy. You know, because they've had their families broken up and brainwashed by the left on purpose and then filled with anti-white hatred. I know who broke up their families, created the illegitimacy, then brainwashed them to hate me. And I'm supposed
We freed them. We freed them, dude. We freed them. If you were a slave in Africa as a white guy and you got freed after being forced to do hard labor in Africa, where would you go? Would you go back to Europe or would you stay in Africa?
Well, it is true that it was England and the abolitionists that ended slavery around the world.
And yeah, then, we ended it.
And then
they're still participating in it. They're still enslaving their people and crying about slavery while Africans are still enslaving Africans. Who cares?
Sure. What I'm saying is you're like Second Amendment. How is that a plan? I'm saying, yes, to defend yourself, whatever. What are you saying they should do in the UK under that insane tyranny of the Islamic takeover? I mean, I think what they're doing is awakening, taking back control. I think if they were precipitous and did a armed uprising, there's a very good chance it would trigger an even bigger crackdown from which they might not recover. But at the same time, sometimes that's just the way things go. And it could also, like dominoes, fall across the planet and reverse a lot of this tyranny. My point about Israel was now being seen as the group running this, which they always fought to say wasn't the case. Now they say we do run everything and you better shut up and you better not mm-hmm. say it. I mean, I can play the clips again. It's insane. They have to know what they're doing. So I'm asking you. You're saying you think Israel runs everything. I think it's certainly trying to. It certainly runs a lot. What do you think they're thinking? I know you. I don't care about that. Well, in any war, you need to know what the other side's thinking. I'm asking you to war game this.
Oh, well, listen, I'm just the guy with the balls that's willing to say, hey, it's the Jews. And hey, we have a responsibility to protect our race. I'm not Hitler 2.0. But, you know, if we didn't have a bunch of people worshiping the king of the Jews and we weren't under this fairy tale Jewish spell, maybe we would be more concerned about our relatives in Europe and protecting them instead of fighting, you know, fairy tale desert religions for Jewish people that we view as God's chosen. How about that? What's more logical? Looking at it from a Judeo-Christian, Jews are God's chosen aspect lens, or, hey, you know, we've got white people that we should protect, and maybe we should stop fighting wars in the Middle East for the God's chosen.
So let me ask you this. You think Christianity is a Jewish Trojan horse fabrication.
And you know it is. And you know it is. It's Second Temple Judaism.
So do you...
It was 100 years it was practiced by Jewish people and then given to Gentiles. You know that.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
What God do you follow?
I'm like our forefathers in this country. I'm a deist. I believe that there's a creator. And I'm like Thomas Paine, who spoke out against Christianity and delivered pamphlets to wake up people with common sense. And I'm all about common sense, not Jewish fairy tales. Our race is being replaced. I don't care about Jewish people. I don't care about a stupid Jewish Messiah. I care about white people surviving. The 14 words, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Is that evil? Is that demonic? Is that satanic?
I mean, certainly, you've got Christian Zionism that's been, you know, produced as a mind control effect. But I mean, to sit there and say that let's say most of the Jews have not been too receptive to Christianity and Jesus Christ. And, you know, that was a joke when they said to crown him king of the Jews. It was the Jews that told Pontius Pilate, give us Barabbas. So, I mean,
you don't want to do this with me, Jones. I'm going to have you read John 4:22. What does Jesus say our salvation comes from?
Read it. Go ahead and tell us.
You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. So how are we going to get white people on board with standing up for themselves when their Jewish rabbi, Jesus, tells us white people that our salvation comes from Jews?
Well, he said he came to fulfill the Old Testament.
Yes, the law.
But he was saying that was the real thing, which the newer Jewish groups were actually violating and against. So he went in the temple and beat him with a whip. So yeah. you're missing the whole point here.
Yeah, I think
why did Herod cut John the Baptist's head off?
There's my issue, Jones. I don't want to get too far into it, but there's not one contemporary to vouch for Jesus Christ. Not a Jew. Not a Roman. Not a Greek. Nobody can give me a contemporary source for Jesus Christ's existence. Just period. Listen to the audiobook Nailed, read it, whatever you want to do. Jesus Christ from Outer Space, Adam Green's book. You know, it's a fairy tale. We need to stop believing in fairy tales. We need to get logical.
So now did George Washington exist?
Yeah, he existed.
Well,
where was that from? there's people that were there where George Washington existed. So let's not go down that road. Let's try to stick with freedom of speech.
Let's talk about what these different interests, because you're not just making the claim. I've seen them cite you when they're passing anti-free speech laws. How did you get on these guys' radar? And how are you being censored? I know it's been done quite a bit. And what's your take on Chud the Builder and where all this is going? Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been jailed 3 times for freedom of speech. I've been called a Fed by every conservative. And I think you kind of labeled me a Fed, too. I was kind of bummed out. But like, if I was at January 6th, Alex, and I said, break down the barriers, disregard the police, this Capitol belongs to us, would you think that that was Fed-like behavior if I, you know, and told my people to go kind of incite a riot?
My point is I didn't say you were a Fed. I said people are going to ask that question.
Right. But would you think that would be like Fed-like rhetoric if I were to say that?
Yeah, you'd have to look at the context. But I think somebody like Ray Epps, who we know was connected to it for days doing it and saying it. Some people got swept up and were like, oh, the Capitol's open. It's ours. And I was like, yeah, but did the people break in? They're like, we don't know, but we're going in. But I heard people, just normal people saying that. So. Because people didn't know.
But if I had a group of people and I told them to break down the barriers, disregard the police, and rush the Capitol, would you accuse me of being a federal agent for saying something like that?
And I would say that was suspect.
Okay. Nick Fuentes said that.
No, I know that's who you were talking about, and I've brought that up to him, and he's given his description mm-hmm. that he's down the block from, and here's everybody's going in. He was caught up mm-hmm. in the moment.
And I've been jailed for saying the word retard. I've been jailed 30 days in jail for attempted littering. Okay. And I've never incited anything to do anything violent or disregard the law.
Yeah, but listen, I don't mince words. I thought you were a Fed, I'd say you were a Fed. You know, Nick Fuentes, and people come and try to kill him in his house. It's not my job to defend that. I disagree with some things he does. So mm-hmm. that's just with everybody. I disagree with some things I say a few days later. I don't quite agree with that once I think about it. Mm-hmm. We know that the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are funding a lot of the white supremacist groups. I said that decades
and
ago.
And they're suing me. I got 2 lawsuits right now.
Well, let's get into that in a minute. I knew that, but let me bring this up. They're all get Nick, get Alex Jones, and all these documents. Where the Israeli documents that have come out, they're trying to destroy us. I mean, I can assure you, I get accused of working for Israel all the time. That's just bull crap. I just did not want to make it all about Israel. I just wanted to oppose bad globalist policies. And they'd go, you mean Jews when you say that? And I'm like, well, I just mean globalism. And that's what you call yourselves, globalists. That's their system. And so I'm just opposing.
No. Yeah. No. No, come on, man. Henry Ford, patriot, yes or no?
Henry Ford was very, very smart and very, mm-hmm. very eccentric. And I have read his... Excuse me?
I said, be careful. We're talking about Henry Ford here.
I don't
want to say anything negative.
I mean,
he's a good man. He's a patriot.
He's the reason.
He didn't call He didn't call it the globalists, Alex. He called them the international Jews. And that's what I'm like. Why aren't you just being direct and saying it's international Jewry?
You're on the show saying all of this.
I know, but you have the influence to get people patriotic. No. Yeah, dude, you have the influence.
Listen, I see.
You are the resistance.
I see the people that have their orthodoxy about Jews always trying to stay on each other to be the more hardcore and, you know, more radical and more all this and all the nomenclature. And they'll just like post, you know, on there. Jones has never covered the USS Liberty. Jones has never talked about Israel and 9/11. And I was like, I was just the first that day and the day after and all, you know, and made. So it's like it's lies. I talk about globalism because globalism is the global government system. The globalists since the 70s have said we're globalist. We're establishing a globalist system. And so when we look at globalism, doesn't mean international. We can go to different countries and, you know, countries work together and stuff. I'm all for open society like that if it's truly between the nations, not Soros's fake open society. So when I talk about globalist, I was trying to give people the name of the global corporate elite WEF, UN, world government, Rockefeller, Rothschild combine program. So I'm like academically listing the thing. It wasn't some cover up or had a code word for Jews. You can then go look at a lot of the top globalists happen to be Jews and make your own thing from that. So I'm here's an example. I love Micro FM, but you know now they've covered up the spectrum, so it's not as big as it used to be. But we used to be on people would put up hundreds and sometimes thousands of them around the country, and then maybe 1 watt, 2 watt, put in 100 watt amplifier would, you know, go like 20 miles all directions. We had a lot of fun with that, and I would call it. Now, folks, if you want to learn more about pirate radio and how to do it right, go to this website. That's where you learn about Micro FM and the micro broadcaster community didn't like being called pirates, so they get mad at me. And I'd say, okay, I'm going to plug your thing. They weren't sponsors, just be nice. Guys, you know, selling transmitters at cost. I said, I'm going to plug your thing today as Micro FM. Go to this address. You can, you know, pay $20 to get a, you know, tenth of a watt transmitter, and you can also buy, you know, a amplifier.
Where is this going?
No, let me finish. Let's play this works to you. All right. I said, okay. I had these big networks of guys mad at me. I said, I'm going to plug today. Go get your micro transmitter here. Instead of getting 100 calls, they got 2. So people knew what a pirate transmitter was. They didn't know what a micro transmitter was. So it's the same thing. I'm actually giving – it's like you can't go to the Library of Congress and find out about chemtrailing because they don't call it that. You've got to call it geoengineering.
Geoengineering.
So
yeah, you helped wake me up to that.
But what I'm saying is – globalism is the New World Order's name. It's in the documents. You can navigate that. Does that understand what I'm saying? So just think like using the word globalism is like if we just say it's like we're fighting the boss in a video game and we're just like
I was waiting for that, bro. Oh my god. Nailed it.
Let's have a comic. Jew.
All right, cool.
Feels good, though.
Well, that felt real good.
You guys are like, Jew. So,
and the Christians are like, let me catch it.
We're all doomed.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait, dude, I got this great idea. Check out this idea. You know how Discovery Channel does Shark Week?
Yeah. Jew Week.
Okay. No, Fed Week. Fed Week. You bring on this who you bring on. You bring on Rob Rundo, Thomas Sewell, Thomas Russo, Jacob Persaud, Joel Davis, Blair Cottrell, Arval from Return to the Land. And it would be the biggest thing on the internet, Alex. You can thank me later. You can send me some vitality after I gave you this idea. What do you think? Fed Week. It would go nuts.
Say it again. What do we do on Fed Week?
You know how Discovery Channel does Shark Week? You do Fed Week and you bring on everyone who's been called a Fed on the media, like Thomas Russo, Patriot Front, Hammer from the Blood Tribe, Jacob Persaud from the NSN, Thomas Sewell, all these guys getting like disbanded because they're organizing in Australia, being thrown in jail for using freedom of speech. Like, Don't you think that would take off?
Let me tell you, if the Blood Tribe people aren't feds, they should be. I mean, my God.
I just talked to him yesterday. I love Hammer. Chris is awesome. Hey guys, he's a nice guy.
Pull up, like, one guy that sharpens his teeth.
Oh, that guy. Listen, that guy was an informant for sure. That guy, oh. You're actually right about that. That guy definitely looked like a meth head. Tattoos all over his face. You're talking about the bonehead or what's his name? Boneface?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he worked in Ukraine with the CIA. And
he's a liar. He was faking all that as a bad actor. And that happens time to time. You saw with the SPLC, they get people on drug charges or they pay people to infiltrate. Happens.
Look, I look at those guys in TV interviews. They all look like they're on 10 lines of methamphetamine, completely out of their gourds, man.
But... And some of them do, but a lot of these guys are pretty eloquent. Meanwhile, surprised.
I said it back in Charlottesville that it was a bunch of the gay theater classes, that, and it turned out it was actually led by, when I first saw them, I said, that's a bunch of gay dudes, and it was literally, it was former Obama managers from the towns for his campaigns who did the Charlottesville thing, and it came out that was the feds.
I wouldn't say it's all feds. I'd say that you know, they probably infiltrate to a certain extent, but the Jews are afraid of white people getting organized. That's why they make it impossible for us. That's why, like, Return of the Land and Arval, these guys are being sued.
Well, white people aren't going to get organized if we're led by the Blood Tribe.
Well, I challenge you to have Chris on, okay? You would be very impressed. He's a very smart guy. Don't let the tattoos and muscle fool you. He's very smart. And so is Thomas Sewell, and so is Thomas Russo. Have you ever had Thomas Russo on from Patriot Front?
I know. I think he's been on the other shows.
You need to bring him on. And you need to bring on Thomas Sewell, because Thomas Sewell has been thrown in jail for a year for simply organizing white people in Australia. And they're coming after his family.
Sure. Well, you've got the friends. Rolodex. We'll have him on. But what I was going to say is, I don't think somebody with tattoos has low IQ. Tattoos are cool. That's what people are into. I just don't have time to mess with it. To me, it's almost like a preening thing. It's kind of like the guy that leads Patriot from those little symbols, his little outfits, is all. It's a little gay for me. It's just, I just get gaydar going off there. I'm not saying he is, but you know, like.
Wait. Well, I'm sorry to call you out on this. You're saying it's a little gay, but you had a tranny on your show. And you said the tranny looked good.
Yeah, no.
You said it looked good, bro. And listen, I didn't know it was a tranny at first. And I got, I'm not even going to put myself out there. But I didn't know it was a tranny. But yeah, I mean, that would be gay too.
Yeah, right? you know that was a show on air, right? You know that was on air.
Well, I know, but like, no, you guys talk always, about a globalist you guys, agenda.
You guys always, I mean,
that's a,
you guys
that's a
always,
chick with a dick.
You guys always talk about that and like act like it was some secret thing you found. I was explaining the differences in the culture, the different types of people in the movement.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body. But that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes on. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, before bed or when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them, And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store, and you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd, and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body, as it is to all of our bodies, by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You can pull up news articles in the late 90s, the Austin American Statesman, Dallas Morning News, the Waco paper, where I'm literally saying, this is a group of gay theater students led by an FBI informant. I'm saying this to KKK because I actually ran into some reporters that actually told me about this in Austin. And then also you'd see literal Jewish guys that look like Larry David, the classic, you know, Ashkenazi, Jewish look, in brown shirt, Hugo Boss uniforms with arm patches. And I'd start saying, look, they're gay Jews. God, that's what they were. I wasn't trying to be mean. And then the paper goes, Jones called them, claimed they were gay Jews, Nazis. And then it came out in Charlottesville that it was gay Nazis. I'm not saying that those little outfits and the little pins and stuff, like, you look gay. I'm saying
it's Who is gay? You got to drop names. Richard Spencer. He has kids.
I'm not saying Richard Spencer.
He sounds gay.
You're not. It's not about, I'm not even attacking gay people. I'm not saying those are people who are gay. I'm saying
we should attack gay
I began, people. You're not getting, I'm trying to make a pointer. I was trying to say that generally that's the type of leftist they hire to play these parts. Now, as for someone like Blair White, I'm in that discussion talking about giant, fat, ugly men that are pedophiles trying to get access to children versus there's always been some men in history that think they're a woman and are not bad people. I don't hate them. Okay. And so those are generally those types who are like a minority versus the goblin type creatures. And I was asking Blair White, what do you think of those type of people on my syndicated show? And I've had Blair White on the first time. First or second interview they ever did. So that was what that was about. Out of context, people go, why is he saying this? I was trying to get.
Why are you scared to hate? What's wrong with hating? Hate protects the things we love. I love my people. I hate the invaders. I hate the homosexual Jewish agenda. I hate the transgender agenda. I'm allowed to hate. Hate protects things we love. Why are you so against hating? It's
Listen,
natural.
I mean, I have you on the show so people can hear your perspective.
I know. I appreciate it. But I'm saying you have a problem with hate. Like, I love hate. I love to hate things that are evil. Like, and
you should
there's
have
a
t-shirt.
Like,
you should just eat, I love hate.
I love to hate. It protects the things I love. You know, there's a balance here.
You're saying hate is love.
Yes. Hate protects the things we love. That's how it works.
Love is hate. Love is hate.
No, if you love too much, then you hate yourself. That's why they're self-hating whites, because they love everyone so much, they end up hating themselves. That's the morality problem.
With most of that, it's more of a self-appointed savior complex, and they really don't even love those people. It's all just fake.
Yeah. Well, so are you thinking about having Thomas Sowell come on the show? I think that he's like, he's been jailed. He's a great guy. I'm like the least of all the white nationalists who knows how to come on here and be eloquent. So,
well, I mean, I've had David Duke on the show. He's probably trying to get him back on. And
screw David Duke. Have the young generations come on. David Duke's like, he's an old boomer, crusty. Like, I like him, but he's a Christ cuck. You need to have freaking Joel Davis on, Thomas Sowell, Thomas Russo, the new upcoming white nationalist feds. We need to do Fed Week. Are we going to do it or not?
You're just shouting out to all your bros to get street cred.
No, I want you to do Fed Week. I'm telling you, ask your audience, put out a poll on X, and everyone's going to go nuts. Fed Week.
But I'm not even saying it. I'm not even saying they're all feds.
But it's funny because the media, the Jewish mainstream media, calls them all feds. So it would be entertaining. It would be fun. And you can get to know like a lot of these guys that are like labeled as like so hateful. And you'll be like, well, they really just love their people. And they just hate that. You know, there's a bunch of like Jewish people controlling our country and bringing in third worlders and then jailing us for simply like, you know, calling black people the N-word, you know. So we're going to talk about Chud at some point, aren't we?
Yeah. Where do you see that going? For people that don't know, not everybody knows who he is. Tell us about him.
Well, Chud, he was a guy who was kind of like, he seemed to be pro-white, but he was more about, in my opinion, he was kind of like a Christian nationalist. And he just felt like the First Amendment should be protected. And he was going around asking black people, are they for or against free speech? And they said if they said they were for free speech, he said, okay, then it's okay for white people to say nigger. And then they would lose their mind about it. They would lose their mind and try to kill him. And this is the problem that we have, blacks with an average IQ of 80 with an undeveloped frontal cortex, okay, running around, okay, killing us while we are spending trillions of dollars on them to be housed, fed, and then educated so they can go around raping and robbing us. I mean, we have a 15% minority of blacks that commit 60% of all violent crimes. And it's more than just a socioeconomic factor. It is racial science.
What do you think about the case? For people that don't know about it, you might want to fill them in. What just happened to him a few weeks ago, getting arrested?
They're going to railroad him. They're going to railroad him. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. I mean, you've seen it happen to you. I mean, you simply talked about a Jewish psyop, Sandy Hook Nose. That's all you said. You simply were questioning it. And listen, I will tell everyone, you don't have to say it. Everyone, Alex Jones was right. Okay, they're turning the frogs gay, and it's Sandy Hook Nose. Watch the documentary. We need to talk about Sandy Hook. And Alex was right. Okay, sue me, Jew. Sue me. Okay, he was right. How about that?
Well, I never really meant it about Jews or anything. And I covered.
Posner was Jewish.
I covered a few times people questioning it. Then the media misrepresented it. I hadn't talked about like 4 years when they sued me and said that I made all this money off of it. Then they raised a bunch of money for Democrat gun control groups off my name over $300 million, then sued me, then rigged the court cases. So I didn't know there was this whole Jewish angle to this. I guess I've been Adam Lanza was Jewish.
I think so. Yeah.
Posner was.
I know Posner was. Yeah.
See, this is where I go with the Jew thing. Where if a Jew is anywhere involved in some big event, then somehow it's a Jewish thing. When you have Israel openly coming in the Defense Authorization Act, being given access to all our weapons, all our secrets that even other agencies don't get, that is a foreign takeover. That's real.
Yeah.
But running around screaming N-word at people and going ju to people, I just don't think it's productive. And if I was going to try to discredit people with a central casting, I think that's what that is. Now, I understand people are pissed and tired of being demonized and think it's better, and I saw you nodding at the start of the interview, to just get past the fake guilt, break the conditioning, and kind of go to the other extreme. And I think that's what you said you're doing. Okay.
Yeah, extremely truthful. Extremely truthful. Real life solutions. Stop catering to non-whites and Jewish people and cater to our own people. Simple.
Well, I have no trouble telling white people that they're under designed attack because the West is so superior and the globalist left and the ADL and others want to get rid of it to bring in their whole divide and conquer race-based systems, actually based on racial division, and they're threatened by the West and the Christian ethos. That's why they're trying to destroy it, those large
Christian ethos? No. Hmm. No. The forefathers, the Naturalization Act, 1790, does it mention anything about Christianity or is it strictly race?
Well, the majority of the founders were Christian and
theist.
And said that it would be impossible for this country to have been existed without the providence of God.
Okay, deists believe in God. We just don't have a Jewish book telling us that gods are, you know, or that Jews are our God's chosen people and that, you know, a Jewish rabbi died for our sins. That's sin maxing. That's guilt maxing. That's like the Holocaust. It's like, that's like Holocaust 1.0. A Jew died for your sins. Oh, yeah, really? Sure. I believe that. Okay. The Jews lie to us throughout history, have been expelled. They got expelled out of Rome for trying to create a fake religion. And here we have them currently controlling our entire country and every Christian nation because of Jewry.
Well, let me ask you this. And of course, all the people that I call them the anti-Jew folks, because that's all that they know about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get concerned about the communist Chinese? You ever get concerned about the mad scientists? Like, you're like, hey, why do you care about mosquitoes, bro, that they're releasing that have got Trojan horses in them? And I'm saying, like, you don't think Google's just doing that for no reason, right?
Google. What about it? What, the mosquitoes, the ticks?
Yeah.
They're turning the frogs gay. I thought you were a nutbag on that Berkeley scientist.
Yeah, well, it's not just him. But
he covered it. He was a leftist, and he agreed with you.
Yeah, well, there were hundreds of studies about atrazine bending genders, not just in amphibians, but a lot of other creatures before that. I mean, the media just took the end of like a 30-minute breakdown of documents and me just making that small rant and made it a joke about that because they wanted to get ahead of it by making it a joke, but it backfired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I've been asking a lot of questions. You've got some stuff out here, mm-hmm. but I just think it would have been better if those lawyers you were talking to, how'd you know they were lawyers? Were they in there arguing against?
I could spot a Jew. I've been doing this for 10 years. I could spot them. Low ears, big nose, droopy eyes. You know, I know what a Jew looks like. You know, so the point is I've had conversations with Jews. I protested outside of synagogues. I've actually barbecued outside of synagogues. You know, I've actually set up barbecues, had a good time, peaceful, had the, you know, flyers out there, Jews control the media, Jews suck baby penis. A couple rabbis tried to run me over. It's documented. Police did absolutely nothing. I actually got a police chief to agree with me. He didn't know I was live streaming this. He agreed with me that Jews were running the media and they were behind COVID. And then later on, we had an incident report where it's like kind of like a FOIA. We got Yael Hirschfeld, who is the ADL director of Southern Florida, texting the police chief, reprimanding him for agreeing with us, and then posting my link of our conversation and him apologizing to her. So we have police chiefs in Florida being reprimanded by heads of the ADL in the Southern District of Miami, Yael Hirschfeld. Yeah. So we have a problem. We have a Jewish problem. The HB 269 passed unanimously. They made it 5 years in prison for passing out my flyers. You can find on gtvflyers.com, who controls the media, et cetera. It goes through all that. Who's behind the mass migration, all the COVID vaccines. Okay. Operation Warp Speed. Did you ever call that out? Trump was passing these vaccines through. Should have been 10 years at least on the study. But long story short, we have Jews controlling our FBI. Okay, the ADL working with the FBI, we have the ADL controlling local police, and we have now TP USA, Turning Point USA, now having to register with Farah. And I remember I was really kind of pissed off at you, Alex, because you look like a guy who knows how to operate some firearms. Do you really think a 30-odd six hit Charlie Kirk in the neck?
I mean, I said day one, I didn't believe that.
All right, good. Yeah. I saw you kind of flip-flop on it, but obviously, I mean,
no, I did not. I did not flip-flop. They had people they said that were witnesses at Fort Huachuca who were known con artists and liars, and I just simply said, guys, that's disinfo to discredit. I broke that the FBI ordered a stand down of foreign involvement, had that directly from the cabinet meeting, and nobody cared about the real meat and potatoes that was a cover-up, which later got released, and all because I dared then question some people who Candace Owens had on. I wasn't even attacking Candace, and then I got attacked by her whole people, and I kind of over-responded to, you know, that. Because they were saying the classic thing that I work for the Jews. And one time I was joking. I said, yes, folks, I'm not only Bill Hicks, I am also Jewish. They'll also take that clip up. You say you spot with your Jewish radar, do I look Jewish to you?
Dude, no, you don't look Jewish. I know that, listen, I know that you had a Jewish wife, you had Jewish kids at one point.
But see, your radar is not working because I am Jewish, actually.
No, you're not. You have blue eyes. You don't have the low ears. I mean, no, you married a Jewish lady and you had kids. But like,
no, I didn't even know. That's not true either. Though my son kind of embraces it and says, okay, sure, but I don't like Israel.
He says it.
I know. He
says it.
I know what Rex does. And that's fine. It's like Alex Stein.
Yeah.
I think he's like a quarter Jew and he embraces it and says he doesn't like Israel.
I just ask you to do the right thing. I'm not like trying to go after your kids or anything like that. I think that you have an opportunity to wake up a lot of white people. And you could organize them and get them thinking on, instead of like praying for a savior, that we've got to do the Americana thing. We've got to organize and we've got to have a backbone as white people. And we cannot allow the Jews to replace our race. We cannot allow the Kalergi Klan or the UN papers of 2000 that say they're legally going to replace us. We just can't do that. That's not America.
No, I know. And we were the first to expose the replacement migration documents. So I do know about that. But just to set the record straight about just because my children, I actually, after I found out about it, I actually went and checked it. I didn't even know when I got married the first time, you know, 23 years ago, because I mean, I knew her parents. I knew her dad. Her dad's still alive at like 90. They look like John Wayne. They're Nichols from West Texas. And then it turned out that my wife's grandfather was a Jewish doctor, and then he married a Gentile lady in like East Texas.
So she's a quarter.
Yeah, but under the Jewish stuff, it doesn't even transfer through the mail. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's like this thing where if somebody's 5% black or 100% black or whatever, the one drop thing. It people's identity is who they are, I guess that heritage is there. Or whatever, I'm not hiding from that heritage. I wouldn't call myself Native American. Just because on both sides of my dad's family.
I don't want to go after your family. I don't want to go after your family. Dude, that's low. I get Jew jacketed.
I'm proud. Listen,
they call
I'm
me
proud.
Mexican.
I mean, I'm proud. Let me just finish.
Like, I don't want to be low. I don't want to do low.
I'm proud of my little bit of Native American heritage. But
Shit. Alex, you're not an Indian, dude. I don't believe that for a second.
Hey,
I don't believe that. That's white guilt right there.
I'm actually proud of my Native American. I'm right at the cutoff to be able to get them. But anyways, well, let me tell you.
You're not Indian.
Let me tell you, my dad's dad was extremely handsome. But he had black hair, you know, duck's ass, baby blue eyes, but dark skin. He was high cheekbones, good looking guy. Like, was that background? Anyways, it doesn't matter. The point is, no, I think there's a lot of great Native Americans. I like Native Americans.
I don't care for them. They're just users.
Well, I mean, a lot of them got put on reservations, given alcohol.
There's your morality.
Those are the Native Americans that didn't
care about everyone.
Those are the Native Americans that didn't integrate into society.
I don't care about Indians. I only care about white people. Get it. Send them back to
Mexico. Do you have any idea how many people in Texas and Oklahoma have Native American background?
Well, listen, we could breed it out then, but all the rest of the full blooded
Norris,
just send them
Chuck,
out of
Chuck,
here.
Chuck Norris was a quarter Cherokee.
Yeah, well, Chuck was a Christ cut.
And you guys are just cynical and everybody's bad but you. And you've.
I'm being playful, Alex.
It always goes back to neo-pagan, Hitler.
I'm not a
stuff.
Pagan. I'm not a pagan.
And then you get all the pro-Hitler people saying he was pro-Christian. No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. Thank you. He was not.
No, absolutely not.
No.
So my point is that I am a Christian, and I do believe in God, and I've had personal experiences. And, you have your right to bash Christians all day, okay? I'm not mad at you for it. It's just that I just don't think you know the culture.
What culture?
Well, it's like when you just when you talk
morality
about
morality for everyone, but our
no,
own.
when you run your mouth against Native Americans in general, and when you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, who cares? Like, what's more important to you, securing the existence of white children or like caring about like Native Americans? What's more important to you, white people or Native
Americans? No, I'm not doing some liberal kiss the Native Americans' ass.
Kinda.
No, I'm just simply saying, like, I care about all of humanity.
I don't. I care about my people. When does, like, in the laws of nature, care about their own? Like, we need to just start practicing the laws of nature. I care about white people. That's it. We're in a problem.
Well, I think with the pendulum swung back, I get what you're saying. You need the Overton window to be way over here to get it moved back the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
But, you ought to do a little bit of research on Texas and the Comanche and all that stuff. It's very interesting to get some history on that.
I don't care about non-white history. This is how they guilt white people. Like the Trail of Tears. Like I live here.
Well, I mean, it is white history too. It's all intertwined.
Yeah, but I just want to, like, you're going to call me we'll conquer you. Yeah, you want to piss off white people? You want to see a chimp out? See what happens when white people, and that's what's coming.
Well, the truth is white people in general didn't rape, rob, and kill. They came in and built industry and science and the populations which they came into with colonialism exploded and had an incredible success. So it's just not true.
What's not true?
I mean, the Aztecs had already collapsed because of all their human sacrifice and behavior. And then once the Spanish took over.
The Council of Nicaea, the first thing they addressed was Christians chopping off their balls for Christ. Did you know that? The Council of Nicaea, the first thing they addressed was castration. Okay. Because Christianity was teaching guys to be celibate and castrate for Christ. Look it up.
No, there was all sorts of sects. There was all sorts of little sects and groups that were doing different stuff. So
well, I'm just saying, like, listen, I don't care about religion. I care about the white race. And if religion's going to get in the way of the white race surviving, then I'm going to call it out. Because I'm all about the laws of nature. We are genetically superior. We need to start acting like it and stop tucking our tail and being scared of being called racist. Like, that's the end of the story. I don't care about people calling me names at this point. My race is on the verge of extinction. Okay. And we got to do something.
So in closing, though, how do you see this head-on collision happening with the way Israel's setting it up, actually likes it? Israel's leadership, at least, does want to make it about Jews and their collaborators versus anti-Jews and their collaborators. And the whole world is shaping up with Israel saying, fine, you're against us. We'll just take everything over, becoming the stereotype. I don't see this ending well for anybody.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you mind if I plug my show?
Yeah, we already plugged it. I mean, your thing's been on screen.
Can I plug it?
But hold on. Before you came on, we didn't tell you there were any rules, did we?
Oh, no. Not, dude, you've been totally cool. Listen, Alex Jones has not censored me.
No, I just have this pet peeve with callers, too. They ask if they can say something.
Not at all. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Everyone was super excited. They couldn't believe you were having me on. So, like, kudos to you. You did not censor me. You didn't say I couldn't say nothing. You've totally been an American patriot.
Well, because that's one of the things I can't stand with the other people I've had on. In almost every case, they lie later and say, mm-hmm. Jones turned to me and said, don't talk about Jews during this interview.
You didn't say that.
And no, but four or five of them have lied. I mean, whole cloth lied. That's
I'm
just
not going to lie on you.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. But my point is people can interpret that. Yeah, we've already plugged your show. They find it at goyimtv.st, right?
Yeah, I have the most. And listen, Joe Rogan watches my show. He threw a Roman. Would you throw a Roman with me? You know the Bellamy salute? Look up the Bellamy salute real quick. Have your producer.
That's a Ron. I know what a Roman salute is. I know what a Roman salute is.
No, Bellamy salute. It's what Americans did. If you're Americano, Alex, we got to do the Bellamy salute together. Can you look? Can you ever?
I'm showing how ignorant I am. What's the Bellamy salute?
Yeah, put it on screen. Bellamy salute and then hit images. Let's go. You got to watch Return. What was it? Europa Last Battle. You got to watch that. All right. They pulling it up.
What it is.
You see it.
What did Joe Rogan say about you?
Joe Rogan said he watches my show because I pretend to be a gay. I pretend to be a gay Jew when I do this, like, oh, me trolling. And then I pretend that I'm a leftist. And then I turn my filters on. I go red eyes and I go, white power, you gay son of a bitch. And I scare the shit out of him. Joe Rogan watches. There it is, dude. Bellamy salute. You see that? Look at the kids. Show the kids doing it. This is what we used to do in America before we had Jews come over and tell us we couldn't lift our arms up anymore. I mean, they made this illegal in Australia. We can't lift our arms up, dude. I mean, this is ridiculous. So let's do it together for America, Alex.
Well, the Bellamy.
Let's do a Bellamy salute.
I mean, I know there's a salute like that. There's also the Roman salute, all that stuff. And
that's the Bellamy. Let's do the American one, the Bellamy.
I'm not big on doing seal tricks here.
No, look at that. Look at all those American kids. That's back when America was awesome, dude. Let's do it. Let's do it for the America.
Nope, I'm not
Alex
doing
wants
it.
To.
I'm not doing it. It's not that I'm scared to do it. I did a Hitler mustache as a joke. I'm just
That looked good on you. That actually looked good on you, dude.
If I do the Hitler salute or the Roman salute, will you throw me a fish?
Wait, will I throw you a fish?
Well, you know, like I'm a seal.
Yeah.
Okay.
White power.
Sieg Heil.
Yeah.
Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Now we're going to take that in context. I don't like Hitler. He'll still do it. All right, have fun.
Thank you so much. Hey, Alex, thank you for having me on.
Mein Führer, I can walk. Okay.
We must secure the existence of our people in a future for white children. Gets over stakes over white men.
Okay, I got to plug our stuff now. Harrison Smith, Jewish. Should be introduced a minute hosting. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase 2 for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.